This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our last visit, we found the phrase, doing what is good, or something close to it, mentioned 8 times in the book of Titus. We tried understanding what each reference had to say based on the context. Now we need to put it into an outline to organize our thoughts and remember them better. Here's what I came up with. The title would be, Church is the Seedbed for Producing What is Good in Our Lives. 1. Exhibiting what is good. 2. Encouraging what is good. 3. Enablement for doing what is good. Then amplify each point. Under exhibiting what is good, note that often a false belief system will result in a lifestyle that is unfit for doing anything good. This is seen in the lives of the false prophets referred to in the closing verses of chapter 1. In the words of Titus in chapter 2 regarding influencing young men, there is an emphasis on teaching with integrity, seriousness, and soundness of speech that cannot be condemned, as well as setting an example by doing what is good. If you want to exhibit what is good in your behavior, you need to examine your belief system. Sound doctrine is foundational to sound living. Also, loving what is good is a strong motivator for exhibiting what is good. It will lead to an eagerness to do what is good. Christian behavior patterns are caught by others, often without them even being aware of it. It'll cause them to inquire, "What makes you tick?" It answers those who would be critical of our Christianity. May God enable the church to be a seedbed for developing lives that exhibit what is good.